So we hear in the gospel reading today something that seemed to be contradictory, where the Lord complimenting what seemed to be legally wrong action of the steward being entrusted to him. But we have to remember first, what is our understanding of stewardship? Stewardship means that the gifts that we have now isn't for us, not for us to hold back, but the blessing that come from God. And if God have entrusted to us the gifts that not ours, that it's not for us to squander those gifts, it's not for us to use those gifts to only serve ourselves, but to use those gifts in service of our neighbor. And sometimes that service require forgiveness and to be generous in sharing what we have, instead of squandering everything that has been given to us. It is so important that we understand this, that sometimes we think that, oh, whatever I have, I gotta build up more, I gotta have more, more and more and more and more. But when does more stop? And then we squander our whole lives, ourselves, our gifts of talent, of time and treasure, just only for ourselves. But we never learn how to truly share what the Lord had given to us to be upkept, to be in living, to share, and to value. And this leads us toward the first reading from St. Paul today. So wonderful that St. Paul reminding us, I think it's by providence, that our citizenship is not on this earth, but in heaven. Let us remember that. Yes, we're all proud to be Americans. I am. One of the things that I'm proud about is that I am an American, that I live in America, the land of freedom, the land of opportunities. Really, because I grew up without that. But much more than that, I need to recognize that before I call myself an American, I need to call myself a Christian, a disciple of Christ, a son of God. What title are we more proud of? A political title, a social title, or the spiritual title of God's own beloved? If we recognize who we are, our identity, and what we're called to be as children of God, then nothing, no one in this world can ever steal that away from us. If we put our trust in anything else or anyone else, then we have to ask ourselves, who are we idolizing? Our trust has to be in God. And the greatest remembrance of that trust is at each and every Mass, where we are being reminded, here and now, we are being warped up into the heavenly realm. We are living heaven now, the foreshadow of heaven now, when we receive the body of Christ, when we hear the eternal words being voiced throughout the whole world at this moment. As a matter of fact, there is no moment in this world where there is no Mass being celebrated. And at each and every Mass being celebrated and offered, we are being warped up into the heavenly realm, united with that eternal sacrifice of Christ. This is heaven, and this is our peace, and this is where we find the strength to live not only for ourselves, but for God, who have redeemed us, who have saved us, and who have given us new life. And much more important than that, today we offer the Requiem Mass for those who have gone before us, the faithful departed, and the poor souls in purgatory. This is the great way for us to practice our stewardship again, not only for ourselves, but we pray for those who have gone before us, those who are forgotten by the world, and those who are in need of our prayer. We have a great different ways to remember people. Of course, when we do the Requiem Mass, we remember our beloved dead, the faithful departed, in what we would call in Latin, would be memoriam a sense of recalling of what they have done, their ties with us, their memories with us. Memoriam is to recall the memory. But what happened at Mass is much more than mere human memory. It's the Greek word anamnesis, the real reliving of the sacrifice of Christ. Because without that holy sacrifice of Christ and our real reliving of it, our life is meaningless. We have nothing to give. The only thing that we're able to give to one another at the end of the day is the grace that we have received at each and every Mass. And that grace that we have received efficaciously changes us and transforms us so that we can in turn intercede and pray, lift up people, and help people to walk toward Christ Himself.